Good morning. The time is 5:35 on Monday, December 11th, and you are tuned to WPRB, Princeton, New Jersey. Community-supported independent radio at 103.3 FM or online around the world at www.wprb.com. Welcome to Treasures of Early Music. I am your host of this program, Marvin Rosen, and I'm with you every Monday morning from 5:30 until 11. I am also with you on Wednesday mornings from 5:30 until 11 for Classical Discoveries. Thank you so much for joining me today. You were just listening to the Ave Maria by the German Benedictine writer, composer, and mystic Hildegard von Bingen, who lived from 1098 until 1179 AD. In our performance, you heard members of Les Flamboyants. Once again, music of Hildegard von Bingen. Well, we are focusing on little-known Christmas music from the medieval, Renaissance, and Baroque periods, both today and next Monday. Now, moving ahead, I will also be featuring little-known holiday music on Sunday, December 24th, Christmas Eve, between 5 a.m. and 5 p.m., This will be a special 12-hour mini-marathon which will emphasize the music of the medieval, Renaissance, and Baroque periods. Again, this will be on Christmas Eve between 5 a.m. and 5 p.m. right here on WPRB, and do hope you can join me for that. We will be going to an instrumental composition by Johann Heinrich Schmelzer right after this music by the Franco-Flemish Renaissance composer Pierre de la Rue, who lived from around 1460 until 1518. He was a member of the same generation as Josquin des Prez and was a long associate of the Habsburg-Burgundian school. Pierre de la Rue was one of the most famous and influential composers of the Netherlands polyphonic style around 1500, and we are going to listen now to his Magnificat on the seventh tone, as performed by members of Viva Voce, conducted by Peter Schubert.
Magnificat anima mea Domini.
Qui are Omnipotens,
Music by the Franco-Flemish Renaissance composer Pierre de la Rue, who lived from around 1460 until 1518. And that was his Magnificat on the seventh tone, as performed by members of Viva Voce, conducted by Peter Schubert. Well, we are going to conclude the first half hour of today's program with music by the Austrian violinist and composer Johann Heinrich Schmelzer, who lived from around 1620 until 1680. He was a musician and composer at the Habsburg court for many years, and we will listen now to his Sonata Natalis, as performed by members of Virtuosi Saxoniae, conducted by Ludwig Gertler. We listen now to music of Johann Heinrich Schmelzer.
Thank you.
That was the Sonata Natalis by the Austrian composer Johann Heinrich Schmelzer. He lived from around 1620 until 1680, and in our performance you heard members of Virtuosi Saxoniae, conducted by Ludwig Gertler. Once again, music of Johann Heinrich Schmelzer.
If you dig jazz, if you relate to the blues,
I'm drinking P&T and smoking dynamite. I hope some schoolboys start a fight.
And rhythm and blues, listen to Serenade to a Cuckoo with me, host Jerry Gordon, every Friday from 11 a.m. to 1 p.m.
Thank you.
Well, good morning. The time is 5:59 on Monday, December 11th. And you are tuned to WPRB, Princeton, New Jersey, community-supported independent radio at 103.3 FM, or online around the world at www.wprb.com. Welcome to Treasures of Early Music. I am your host of this program, Marvin Rosen, and I'm with you every Monday morning from 5:30 until 11. I am also with you on Wednesday mornings from 5:30 until 11 for Classical Discoveries. Thank you so much for joining me today. Well, we are focusing on little-known Christmas music from the medieval, Renaissance, and Baroque periods, both today and next Monday. Now, also, moving ahead, I would